This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi engaged with leaders of Oman, Jordan, France and Malaysia in a series of high-level diplomatic conversations. Discussion centered on de-escalating tensions in West Asia while reaffirming India's commitment to dialogue, diplomacy and regional stability. During his talks with the leaders of Oman and Jordan, Mr. Modi also appreciated their efforts in facilitating the safe return of Indian nationals stranded in the region. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said during his conversation with Sultan of Oman, Haitham bin Tariq, he reiterated India's strong condemnation of the violation of Oman's sovereignty and territorial integrity. During his interaction with King of Jordan, Abdullah II, Prime Minister Modi remarked that attacks on energy infrastructure in West Asia are condemnable and can lead to avoidable escalation. Mr. Modi affirmed that India and Jordan stand in support of unhindered transit of goods and energy. The Prime Minister said during the conversation with the French President Emmanuel Macron, both the leaders looked forward to continuing coordination to advance peace and stability in the region and beyond. Mr. Modi and his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim during their talks discussed the deeply concerning situation in West Asia. Mr. Prime Minister Modi also extended his greetings to him on the occasion of the upcoming festival of Hari Raya Eid al-Fitri. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held a telephonic conversation with the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and conveyed Eid greetings to him and the people of Qatar. In a social media post, Prime Minister said that he reiterated that India stands in solidarity with Qatar and strongly condemns the attacks on the region's energy infrastructure. He expressed gratitude for the care and support provided to the Indian community and hoped for peace and stability to prevail in the region. Mr. Modi added that both India and Qatar stand for safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, tensions in West Asia remain high following a series of assassinations, airstrikes and attacks on critical energy infrastructure. Addressing a media briefing in Washington, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said Iran would face the largest strike package yesterday, asserting that the ongoing war will end on America's terms. Meanwhile, Israeli strikes have pushed deeper into Lebanon, hitting central Beirut, including the Basta and Zuqaq al-Blat areas, in a coordinated diplomatic response. Meanwhile, foreign ministers from 12 Arab and Islamic countries issued a joint statement in Riyadh condemning Iranian missile strikes on the civilian infrastructure. The government of India has said that 100% supply of domestic pipe, natural gas, PNG and compressed natural gas for transportation purposes has been ensured across the country. Joint Secretary in Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi yesterday. She said around 125,000 domestic and commercial PNG connections have been issued within the span of 2 weeks to ensure uninterrupted energy supply to consumers. The Joint Secretary said the situation regarding LPG is concerning, but there is no risk of a complete stockout. Air India Express has announced the cancellation of 2 flights scheduled for today, according to the airline. Flight IX-255 from Indore to Sharjah and Flight IX-256 from Sharjah to Indore, slated to operate today, have been cancelled. Passengers affected by the cancellations have been advised to contact Air India Express for rebooking or refunds. The airline has also issued a helpline number 7304912554 for assistance to people. External Affairs Ministry's fact-check unit has debunked claims that an Indian oil tanker was allowed to cross Strait of Hormuz after paying in Chinese yuan. It has urged people to stay alert against such false and baseless claims and posts on social media. The fact-check unit also busts with claims that Russia is giving discounted oil to Pakistan but not to India. External Affairs Ministry has termed such claims as baseless. Delhi yesterday witnessed light to moderate rainfall as sudden weather changes triggered thunderstorms across several areas including Noida, Ghaziabad and Greater Noida. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and Odisha today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.